bro, I literally follow all your like content. You're literally like, everything I've done is because of you.
Small little donation, as I hope you don't take it the wrong way, but
thank you for having such a lovely space.
Explain why we took the chopper.
We took the chopper because I don't want to sit in the car for 4 hours, so it was all quicker. And yeah, we're here in Bolton, actually. That's where we're going. We're seeing represent. We're gonna go see my buddy George, who's one of the Heaton brothers. We're gonna take a tour of the HQ, and then he's gonna run me through a workout, which I'm not looking forward to. This dude's a fucking unit. Like, this dude is a beast. And then after that, we're gonna have a quick little lunch. That's about it.
Huh? You're flying from London?
Yeah.
Nice.
To helicopter.
Yeah.
Nice. 4 hour drive, I was like, yeah, it's not that.
Go on, I'll show you around anyway.
Oh, this is wild. So at the peak, how many people do you have in here?
Now we're on 68. We should be at about 100 by the end of the year.
So 68 people in here?
Yeah. 68 in here, we've got 3 in Milan, 2 in New York. That's it. That's the whole business. But it's got enough room to grow to like 2 million people. Yeah. Just in this area, but...
I don't buy much, I buy land, bro.
Can I buy you a little something?
You got me a remote?
Yeah.
Fuck.
I know you travel. I got your remote.
I was thinking, what do
you can't film this, because you always ask for remotes, and I'm like, bro.
I was thinking what to get you, and obviously, like, you're just a very... just a very modest guy, so I didn't really know what to get you, so I was like, you know what? So I got you that, and I got you my favorite speaker. I travel with this fucking everywhere.
No, I really.
Yeah, I'm a big music guy.
So I know if I can do a collab or something, whatever you want to do,
yeah,
I'm up for it.
Bro, I'll be honest. For me, like 247, as I said, bro, I get offered $10 to $20 million a year in serious sponsored money. Things. There's only 3 companies on earth that would ever be sponsored by. Laura Piana. Laura Piana represent. With you guys, of course, I've bought some of your other stuff, and I like your guys' jeans.
Yeah.
I love all the trainers and stuff like that. But the 247 is like. Where it's at for me, because I just love the simplicity of it. I know that a lot of other people want to wear stuff that's just very minimal, if even no branding, stuff that fits nice.
Yeah. It's funny because like what sells really well in 247 is the big branding stuff, which is kind of like annoying, but it is what it is.
Pants are by far my favorite. The shorts, the first one you guys dropped. Yeah, the 2-in-1s, fucking love those.
Basically loves all the stuff that doesn't sell.
Is that really all the stuff that doesn't sell?
Yeah. Like the stuff that sells is like the big logo heavy stuff, because people want to feel like they're part of the club.
We'll just clip this for TikTok and now it's up.
Yeah.
Well, we gon' fuck up the world, excuse me, but is that your girl? If she tell, that's a good referral.
I know after we leave today and you've seen all this.
Bro, I want an office so bad, bro.
Yeah.
It'd be so sick.
But you want what you can't have, right? Or what you think you can't have.
Yeah.
Like, I'd love to not have an office so I can go anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in these 4 walls 5-6 days a week.
Basically. That's good. That's a discipline and culture. Like, bro, we have an incredible culture. Like, even just at one of my companies, I got all 75 of that company on Zoom, and I was like, raise your hand if you want to do it, and every single person raised their hand. But also, we don't hire fat people, that's a rule. He's like, I should have invited him.
You can hire fat people, but it's your obligation to change them. That's the thing.
No, bro, 100%. No, we have people who are not in the best shape, but,
but you can fucking change them by making them fit. That will change their life, that'll change their work, that'll change their family, that'll change everything.
Oh,
maybe it'll end up meaning they leave their family or whatever, but it's a fucking good thing, it's better for them.
Oh, 100%.
So the workout is 3K row to start with, then 100 push press, then 80 hand cleans, then after that it's 60 GHD sit-ups, 40 deadlifts, and then 20 devil press, and then we're going back up. Everything's split evenly, so in pairs, but everything's split.
Blowing through the money like you're growing trees. I've been fucking on a French bitch, c'est la vie. I just put them on a jet, now they all Italian. Way I'm dressed until I've been to $1,000. This bitch lie by getting shots, but she's still a stallion. She don't even get the joke, but she's still smiling. Every night, late night, like I'm Jimmy Fallon. Got a fur on a Tampa, got me burning up. Shorty said she graduated, she ain't learned enough. Play the album track 1, okay, I heard enough.
Yeah, you guys are beasts.
You just, like, I used to study loads of CrossFit videos and just watch how they flick the bars up and like keep the bars as close as they can to them.
Yeah.
And it makes it so much easier. But the thing is, even in the middle of winter, I'll wake up at the same time and nothing changes for me. I don't feel tired or anything.
Really? At all?
I just fucking get up. But I've always been like that, even when I was like 6 years old.
He wakes up, it's just like rock music, just starts playing in his head.
Nah, you know, when you've got shit to do,
yeah.
Like I wake up excited every day.
Yeah.
Wake up and just like,
got so much to do. Yeah. I'm like, shit, I need to open the warehouse up. We need to go to the gym. Don't even think about it, bro. Yeah. It's fucking...
I feel like we should just let them in as the queue goes instead of the pre-bought situation.
Yeah, just, you know what, I trust you. Just do case by case, but yeah.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot more sense.
If they haven't slept to come to a gym, then... Yeah.
Yeah, then they should just, get in and go to bed, basically.
Yeah, I'll see.
Alright, okay, see you in a bit.
Alright, cheers. Bro, my social battery's so tapped. I don't think most people realize I'm an introvert.
Yeah.
So I can do it. I enjoy it. Obviously, meeting people's a lot of fun.
It's back to back.
And it's, bro, the fact that, like, people make an effort, like, flying from all over the world and shit like that, it's incredible. I need to lock myself in my office for a week after. Just talk to no one.
Oh, they're gonna spot you now, mate.
Oh, shit. That's crazy.
Hey! I got you inside, yeah?
Sure. So it's just a digital portrait. It's nothing much, it's nothing expensive, but it's from the heart, and yeah.
I appreciate that.
So gents, the next 4 to 5 minutes I'm gonna have to start clearing everyone out so I can keep the rotation going. As you know, we've got about 500 people outside, so if you can take your pictures and meet and greet, happy days. But we've got to keep the rotation and keep it fair for everyone else, if you don't mind.
Excuse me, well done on the event.
Thank you.
You're killing it.
Welcome.
Take us on a little run through.
So we have a lot of Iman's fans here. Okay, just keep it on me then. A lot of Iman's fans. And so far it's a success.
Trying my best to say hi to everyone. Oh wow, this is so sweet.
Thank you. Your mom.
Thank you so much.
Wow.
Look at that.
That is really special.
I'm speechless. Thank you. Yeah, guys, we'll try my absolute best. Obviously, we have a 6 o'clock cutoff, so. But yeah, just want to say, if I don't get a chance to say hi, just Jenny, it means the world to me that you guys took hours out of your Sunday to come and say hi and show support and love.
Thank you, Iman.
Thank you, man.
No, thank you to everyone. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Cheers, guys. I'll try my best, I promise.
Big man, what's the plan?
We are taking the tube and going to Brixton Bookmongers. It's like fucking full circle for me. We're going, we'll go full circle. I'll continue in the tube.
All right. Is it about money or is it about girls? Either way, I'm threatening men. See, just texted diligent, yeah, because the outfit's making sense. I told him it costs to be the boss and to be this fly is the same expense. And we just went triple platinum, check the digits.
So just jumped off Victoria Line, which is always so aggressively hot. But yeah, I used to connect at Green Park and then go Victoria Line from Green Park to Brixton, which is always relatively quick. Brixton Bookmongers is just down there. And yeah, I used to hang around this area. Used to spend my Sundays at Brixton Bookmongers. Yeah, if I had a good week, I'd treat myself to a coffee. There's a little plaza with like a bunch of little restaurants and stuff like that. And yeah, man, this is basically Sunday ritual. Friday, used to do Subway Friday with my friends. Yeah, is that Subway Fridays? Or if, like, once again, if I was killing it, you know Domino's? I used to, in UK, they have a 2 for Tuesday. I used to rinse that with my friends. I used to get like 3-4 of my buddies, we'd split it and just get a Domino's 2 for Tuesday. Yeah, it's good old days. So today we're Brixton Bookmongers. This, I'm gonna be honest, this guy probably doesn't even remember me, the owner, Patrick. But yeah, I always used to be there every Sunday to sit down, take 5-6 books, read for 3-4 hours. Never kicked me out, never said, hey, you can't read those unless you buy the books. And yeah, I mean, it's pretty incredible the place is still here today. And if you go watch back my vlogs back in 2015, 2016, you would see me all the time. I would just take the tube, take the bus, go spend my Sundays alone at Brixton Bookmongers reading, and then buy 2 or 3 books for £10. And yeah, that would be me set for a couple weeks. So anyway, thought I'd come back today, basically just thank him and give a small little donation to the bookstore, maybe help out with a couple bills. Yeah, make sure the place stays alive and hopefully is a nice safe space for a lot of other young kids that just want to go learn, read. So I'll always be very grateful to Aspal.
Yeah. Hi there.
How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you doing?
This is it. How do you feel?
Bro, I used to sit right here.
Really, huh?
Used to chill here, stack of books. It's got character, huh? Oh, Alex, I'm getting you this.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you can finally find the clit.
I think I need that.
So yeah, how many years did you just come here, say? Like 2 years?
Not much, only 2 years, but I spent a lot of time here. I spent a lot of time in this section. I mean, not like this onwards, not as much, but less so the sexual erotica, more so the self-help. I just wanna know if you
my friend. What's up, G?
That looks like a pit bull, bro. See the size of his neck, bro?
Oh, yeah. Looks like a killer. Certified killer, bro.
Owns the shop, bro.
A little close, though. Yeah.
Bro, I literally follow all your like content. You're literally like everything I've done is because of you.
We're on her.
The agency, everything, bro. I
appreciate that, bro.
Everyone tells you can't do it. Like even at my stage, people are telling me you need to focus on school. You need to do this. And something inside of me is telling me, well, I want to be like self-made. And no one actually like helped me reach that. And then I saw your videos, and then it made me realize this guy's done it from like nothing.
Listen, the one thing you have is time. You know, and I'm gonna be honest, you could pretty much do anything in life, and if you throw shit at a wall long enough for 10 years, something's gonna stick.
Your wisdom's actually like long living. Like because of you, I started my agency in around September, October. Zero clients for like months. Literally 3 days ago, I signed a client and I literally got off the phone and called my mom. I said, mom, like I've signed a client. I literally said, well, if I didn't actually come across Imagadzi on YouTube or nothing, how would I have known about this business model? I would have just continued, you know, wasted so much time of my youth. And then I came across you and it's just changed everything.
Hey, how are you?
Good, okay. You?
Yeah. Perfect. Patrick, you probably don't remember me.
Well, a little bit, yeah. Hey. You used to sit in the back quite a bit.
I used to sit in the back, correct, yeah. I used to come here on the weekends and pick up 3 or 4 books for the same price. What you guys have is incredible.
Thank you very much. The fact you guys have been here for so long.
Yeah. It's very special.
A lot of young men come in and they kind of reference you and they head to certain sections. And
really? Yeah. Oh, that's very sweet.
So how long are you guys in London for?
Perfect. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
So yeah, Patrick, I hope you don't take this in the wrong way. Obviously, this place is quite near and dear to my heart. I have a lot of good memories here. It's probably insignificant to you, but to me, this is always a very sort of safe space for me. And yeah, you know, it's felt like the minutes turned into hours here. So thought I'd give you a little gift. Hopefully, keep the lights on for 30 more years. Small little donation. I hope you don't take it the wrong way, but
it's very, very, very well. I appreciate that.
It makes me very happy to hear that a lot of young gentlemen are walking through the door and picking up a book. Yeah.
That was really nice.
That's my pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks, man. Big thank you for having such an open space and not kicking someone out when they spent 3-4 hours reading.
I never did, hopefully.
No, never did. It meant a lot.
Okay. I've woken a few kind of youngsters up back there, but I've never found anybody.
Really?
Yeah.
I appreciate it, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Very nice of you.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.